Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Some of the very best holiday gifts are books. Let's go in-depth with Kathy Magruder with Page Turner's Bookstore. Well, Kathy, we're heading into the holiday season. I always like to meet with you and talk about some books that people might be interested in buying for themselves or for gifts. What do you have for me today?
Oh, probably the first most exciting book is the new Michelle Obama book, The Light We Carry. It's a continuation of her first book, Becoming, and this one was such a big deal that when it came in, we had to keep it in a locked room until the on-sale date.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I'm in a bank vault, so that qualified.
Well, I heard an interview with her yesterday about it, and it was sort of in her philosophy of life and what, and some of the things they went through in the White House and different challenges they face. It sounded like a really interesting book. Have you read it?
Oh, no. I couldn't open it until Tuesday.
Okay.
I haven't had time.
So I bet it shot to the top of the New York Times bestsellers.
I'm sure it did. Yeah. It certainly shot to the top of our bestseller list.
Really? People are ordering it already?
Oh, yeah. We sold three the first day.
First day. Oh, and that's a really good day for one book. All right. Because the word of mouth on it's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What else do you have?
Oh, I think the next one is a memoir by Steve Martin called Number One is Walking. And this is about his decision to leave the movie business. It's also got stories about particular movies that he worked on. And the really fun thing about this book is it's all done in cartoons.
I love Steve Martin. He is hilarious. Cartoons? I wouldn't have thought of that.
Three Amigos.
That was so fun. And so who's the artist?
Harry Bliss.
I wonder why they picked cartoons.
It's an interesting idea. I'm not sure. Steve Martin is something of an artist himself. He's a musician, plays the banjo. Interesting guy. And what a fun way of finding out more about Steve Martin and his movies. And I've got to say, the illustrator did a really good job of making particular people recognizable.
Well, I remember the first time I ever saw him was in this hilarious short called The Waiter.
I don't think I've seen that one. I've been watching him in the Only Murders in the Building.
With Martin Short.
Yes, and that is just, that's really delightful.
They're both very interesting. Okay, well, I didn't even know that one was out. That's on my list. What else do you have?
Portable Magic, which is by Emma Smith. And this is a book about the history of books and their readers. And it starts with the Gutenberg Bible and goes up through book banning and is really just a fun book for people who like to read, which, you know, should be anybody who comes in the bookstore.
I guess I've never really thought about the audiences for particular books. Mm-hmm. I guess they're different.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you look back historically, the Bible was originally only printed in Latin and was only intended for clergy. And it wasn't until the King James Bible that it came out in an English translation. And that was a huge controversy at the time. You know, this is a book that's only supposed to be for the clergy, and we can't let regular people read it.
Because they didn't want anybody else interpreting it but the clergy.
Exactly.
And with knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to hold that knowledge back.
Yep.
More in depth after this.
All I continued my conversation about books as holiday gifts with Kathy Magruder with Page Turner's Bookstore. Okay, what else?
This one is one of my favorite. It's Inciting Joy by Ross Gay, who is a poet. And Ross Gay did a book a couple of years ago called The Book of Delights, which was a collection of essays that he wrote. He decided one day that he was going to sit down and write one essay a day about something that delighted him. Well, this book is kind of a continuation of that, and it is about how to find and create joy in your life. And it starts out, he's one of the most casually profound authors that I've ever run across. And in the first chapter, he is talking about how you can't have joy without sorrow. You have to have sorrow to create joy. And the first chapter of the book is this long extended metaphor about inviting sorrow to your house for a party. And what are you going to do at this party? And what people will you invite? And what foods will you have? And what music will you play? And who's going to run out to the garden and pick some extra chives for the dip? And it is just one of the most truly delightful books I've ever read.
Okay, well, I just have to share, because when you were talking about joy, before we sat down here, we were watching the preschoolers outside.
Yes.
On the walk with their mufflers and hats, mm-hmm. and there was some joy there.
Oh, yes.
So it's all around us.
Mm-hmm. It is. It just takes a little bit of looking sometimes to find it.
I'll pass on the sorrow for now, though, but I guess that just happens, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that kind of brings me to my next book, which is Jeanette McCurdy's book, I'm Glad My Mom Died. Jeanette McCurdy was a child actress who starred in iCarly and a couple of things, and her mother was a typical stage door mother who really pushed her daughter into things, and this is her actually very funny exploration of her life and her relationship with her mother.
And a glimpse behind the scenes of how that all works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it just pretty much leads me to believe that I really don't ever want to be a famous actor.
Okay. What else do you have for us?
Oh, I've got some fun kids' books here, too. The first one is Strum and Drum, A Merry Little Quest. It's a picture book, and it's about two characters, Strum, who plays a guitar, and Drum, who drums, who go off on an adventure making joyous music to find the great star. And along the way, they collect all kinds of interesting characters, polar bears and penguins, and a soldier prince. And eventually you start to realize that Strum and Drum might just possibly be ornaments on a Christmas tree.
Fun.
But the illustrations are delightful. Strum and Drum are very cute. At one point, they'd woken from their slumber. They want to stretch their legs and go and sing. So they shout, "Let's rock, let's roll, and head off to find the great star."
Well, you're going to have to order more copies for that one. I've got grandkids that I'm going to get that one for as soon as we're done. That just looks like much fun. And then the reading levels, it's not a picture book, but it's got beautiful pictures. And so you get mm-hmm. the little ones and protect the book so they don't tear it, but they will love the images and up through preschool and older.
And
it,
this is something that you can save as your Christmas book, something that you bring out every year and enjoy every year for Christmas, which is fun.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about books as holiday gifts with Kathy Magruder with Page Turner's Bookstore. What else do we have?
Oh, I've got some other great kids' books, too. I've got one by Kelly Barnhill, who wrote The Girl Who Drank the Moon, which was a huge seller in the kids' section for years. This one is called The Ogress and the Orphans, and it's about an ogress in a town who looks really scary, but she's very quietly providing things for the kids in the orphan house, and they love her dearly. And then one day, one of the orphans disappears, and the mayor and the people in the town start wondering about the ogress. And the children in the orphanage know that she can't possibly be involved and become really staunch supporters of her and go out and try to find out what happened to the child that disappeared.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what grades age readers are.
Oh, I would say this is third to fifth grade and up. I note that The Girl Who Drank the Moon was also something that adults really enjoyed, too. So I would say this is probably something that adults would enjoy also.
And what else do you have for us?
Oh, I've got a graphic novel called The Demon in the Wood. If you're a big fan of Leigh Bardugo's Grishaverse books, this is a graphic novel which is about the early years of the person who becomes the Darkling. And if you've read any of the books, you know how important the Darkling is. He ends up becoming one of the most evil and powerful people in the universe, and this is the story of how he got there. So if you've got a fan for those books, and I know there were an awful lot of them, this is a terrific book for them.
And so is that one that, I don't know, it looks like to be a, you know, I don't know, a teenager kind of thing, but it looks like it might appeal to older readers too.
Teen and adult. Shadow and Bone was a series on Netflix and had a huge following. So if you were into that, this is something you really need.
Well, what else do we have?
Oh, I have a really interesting mystery. I read this and was just captivated. It's Shudder by Ramona Emerson. And the main character is a forensic photographer working for the Albuquerque Police Department. She is Navajo, and what nobody knows is that she can see and hear the spirits of the dead. And she gets involved in a murder and a murderer, and she can't tell anybody how she keeps coming up with the information that she does.
Okay, so I've got a 14-year-old granddaughter that lives in Santa Fe. Would she enjoy this, do you think, or is it too
much? Might be a little intense for her. Okay. There are some very intense scenes.
Okay. So, for more adults.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Well, sounds fascinating. And what else? What's next?
Oh, I have a fun one that just came out. It's called Legends and Lattes by Travis Baldry. And this is what happens when an orc hangs up her sword and opens a coffee shop. Travis did a print-on-demand version of this and sold it himself, and it did so well. A couple of big-name authors found it and were so delighted by the book, they started recommending it to all of their fans and tore. From the Macmillan Publishing Group, bought the book, and it just came out. And it just, it's sweet. what else would an orc do after retirement?
Yeah. And what ages for that?
This is an adult book, but I would say teens would enjoy it too. And there's nothing really difficult in the book.
And we've got time for one more.
Okay, well, Frederick Bachman has a new book that just came out called The Winners. This is in his Beartown saga. And if you're a fan of Frederick Bachman, who wrote A Man Called Uwe and a bunch of other books, this is a great book for you. And it is also almost 700 pages long. So if you need something to keep you going through a snowstorm or a long winter night, it's a great book to go with.
What a great list. Thank you. And I bet when you ordered these, you had somebody in mind when you were ordering it.
I usually do, yes. Someone or in particular or a group of people. I've been here long enough that I have a pretty good idea who likes which books. And I could probably go through that entire list and give you a name for each book. I'm not going to do that. That might embarrass somebody, but...
Well, thank you. Thanks to Kathy Magruder for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.